You are listening to the Fit Figure Formula podcast. I help female perfectionists beat self-sabotage and lose the weight for good using the Fit Figure Formula coaching program. I'm your host, Stephanie Riles, registered dietitian, personal trainer, and mindset transformation coach. If you've been struggling with all or nothing thinking, negative self-talk, or self-sabotage, this is the podcast for you. Learn how to get consistent and become the best version of yourself from the inside out. So let's get started. Hello and welcome to episode 3. I am so excited that you're here, you guys. I have launched this podcast this week. Today's 9/20/2023. Launched on my birthday, and I have 100 downloads in a couple of days. So thank you guys. If you're listening and you have followed the podcast, thank you so much for joining me. There is much more to come. I'll be putting out one episode every day this week, and then I'm going to go to putting out an episode every week. Today, I'm actually going to be talking about where to start. This is a question that I get a lot in terms of being confused, overwhelmed, and not really knowing like what's working, what's not. And if I have this goal, how do I press forward without getting too overwhelmed? So I'm going to tackle that today. So this podcast today is going to help you gain clarity on where to start. It's going to help you to ditch the overwhelm, and it's going to help you feel more confident about just taking action. So as perfectionists, sometimes we will overthink, overanalyze, procrastinate, negotiate, and waste a lot of time when we could just get started, and we don't have to get started with absolutely everything because that's overwhelming and unsustainable, but we can get started in a way that feels in alignment, feels like we're in control of what we're putting in our body and how much we're moving. And so that is what I'm going to break down today. Make sure you check out the show notes. So in the show notes, there is a link where you can connect with me by either applying to the Fit Figure Formula, downloading one of my freebies, or just connecting with me and asking me a question on social media. So make sure that you check out those show notes, okay? So let's get into this episode. So where do I start? A lot of times we will either stay in indecision and not make any moves, or we will over-research and then try to put together this really elaborate, overwhelming plan that doesn't stick. So before you take any action, I want you to just take some inventory. What are my barriers? Where am I stuck? Okay, I think it's really important, and people overlook this part. Think about what's already going well. Are you already the type of person who doesn't have a problem getting to the gym, right? Are you already doing that really well? Are you already, you know, walking at least 7K steps or more? Are you already, you know, eating 3 meals a day and with lots of vegetables? Like, where is it already going well? And then where are your barriers? Do you feel like it's time? Are you just not eating enough? Are you overeating? Are you an emotional eater? Think about what your barriers are and brainstorm this out. So your first move is really thinking. It's thinking about yourself, what is working well, and then what can be improved, right? And so the parts that can be improved, right, we have to break it down and say, okay, maybe I'm not getting to the gym, or maybe I'm not eating in a way that's in alignment with my goals. And then break that down and say, okay, where can I improve just a little bit? We're not trying to get to from 1 to 10 in a week. If you sign up for the formula, I literally break down, we don't start everything week one, because I already know that people are super excited when they first join the formula. Everybody's motivated. They're ready to go. And that's great. And I want you to keep that momentum. However, I also want you to know that changing everything the first week is not required. My clients get great results after 16 weeks of doing small things, because those small things add up. I always like to tell my clients to think about your journey, number one, like a swing, right? It's not a linear process. There are times where you are going to be very motivated and knocking out everything. And then there are times where you're going to kind of swing back and life is happening and you have to let go of some things. And all of that is okay. So just framing that for you to know that, like, here I'm making this plan, but it also, it doesn't mean that it only needs to be one way. It's a swing. Okay. So back and forth, there's an ebb and flow in your fitness journey. So accepting that and understanding that that's part of the process. So when you identify your barriers, we have to set up some boundaries and some systems. So I think that setting up boundaries and systems, then working on your mindset, helps you execute the nutrition and fitness. So think about those areas where you're struggling and pinpoint, where can I improve? Whether it be setting a system up for my meal planning. Like, if I were to ask you, how do you typically plan your meals? And for me, that would look like I typically order my groceries online on Fridays. I will either have them delivered or I go to curbside pickup on Saturday. And then Sunday, I usually prep something, but I don't prep for the whole week because I work from home. So I don't necessarily have to cook all of my food, but I always approach prepping as there's always something that you could prep, whether it's just I'm bagging up my snacks or I'm prepping some food for my kids. There's always something that just can help me throughout the week. Right? So think about what that process looks like for you. Like, if you were to write down a standard operating procedure, right? In business, you have SOPs, standard operating procedures. Do you have that? Do you have a system that's just like, yes, here's my go-to. This is what I do. So understanding, like, if you're kind of all over the place when it comes to your ordering, you go to the grocery store and you don't really have a plan. You just pick up a whole bunch of food and you come home and you know, you don't have certain things and then all your groceries, you know, our vegetables go bad in the drawer. Like, being able to be organized in your kitchen, super duper important. Okay. So do you have a process for your meal planning? One other thing that I'll add to that is something that's super helpful for me. I have just a piece of paper on the side of my refrigerator. And if I run out of something, like say I run out of olive oil, I'll just write that in under the pantry section. That way, as I'm going through the week, if I run out of something, if it's a fruit, I'll put it in the produce section on my paper. If it is like a household item, I put it, you know, Clorox under the household item section on my paper. And that way, when I go to the grocery store, I already have a list of things that I know I need, and they're already categorized by the section that they're in the grocery store. So I'm not like going all over the place. Okay. So do you have a process and a system for the things that are going to help you reach your goals, like meal planning, like even finding a recipe? Sometimes, you know, when ladies come into my Facebook group, they'll say, I'll ask them, what's your biggest struggle? And they're like, well, I need, you know, to find what to cook. And I'm like, well, my go-to is Pinterest. So again, systems around, I'll give you one more example for systems. Your workout regimen. For me, if you ask me, I know, and it's very important that you can verbalize what your system is, right? For me, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday is kind of like my flex day, even though I really, really, really like to go on Saturdays. But I already know that's my system. Knowing that is very important, because if you start your week and you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to get 3 workouts in, but you haven't actually put that on your calendar, you don't know if it's in the morning or in the afternoon, that's going to leave room for other things to take precedence during your week. And then you'll end your week with no workouts. So just like writing down a simple system. Okay. And then you have to set boundaries around your systems. That means blocking off time. So if I'm, say, for me, I go drop off my son at school and then I go to the gym. If I don't block off that time from client calls, I could get a client call, right? And so if I block that off ahead of time, I know no one can block that, can book that time. And now that's my time. I get to go to the gym because I'm putting that first before anything else. So what are your boundaries around the time? What are your boundaries that you are setting around things that are valuable to you? So for example, if part of your wellness routine is meditation or having some alone time to do some self-care, right? We have to know, like, what are the things that you value? What makes you feel good? What makes you feel like you're in alignment with your goals? And again, set boundaries around those values. Okay. We want to set our environment up for success. So what does your kitchen look like? Is it in disarray? Do you have cookies and Oreos on your countertops, or do you have fresh fruit on your countertop, right? So you want to make sure that your environment is set up for success. So if you have cookies and you walk by the table and it has Oreos on it, you're probably going to eat more Oreos. But if it has a banana or an apple or something like that, then you'll probably eat more of that. So we just want to make sure that we are making our environment, especially our home environment, and even your work environment, like if you have your own desk at work, making that a safe space. So can I put water on my desk? Do I have like water bottles on deck? In my refrigerator, or I'll say freezer. I love ice cream, y'all. Haagen-Dazs ice cream. And if I have ice cream, I don't put the ice cream on the top shelf right when I open it in the front, because I don't want to see that first, because it's going to remind me that I have ice cream. And then all of a sudden I want ice cream. I'm going to kind of put it in the back so that I'm like, I don't see that first. Same thing with your pantry. If your kids have their own snacks and things like that, you know, you can buy your little cute container or something and put it in a separate, like put it in a designated area to where it's not like hitting you in the face every time you open up your pantry. Okay. So setting out your environment for success. This is very important. So we're building some systems. We're setting some boundaries around the things that are important. We're setting up our environment for success, right? And so I'm kind of giving you a lot, even with just that. And I have a ton more, but even with just that, break that down and do like one or two things for this week and next week, and then add something else, right? So I'm just kind of giving you an overview of all the possibilities. I would never want you to try to do all the things that I'm going to tell you today, because that's the overwhelm. And that's typically what we try to do. So then we want to think about our mindset and how we take care of ourselves. What does it look like for you to think intentionally? Y'all, we avoid thinking. Meal planning is just thinking. It's just making decisions. And if you have resistance that you are not actively overcoming when it comes to planning, this is where you're going to get stuck. So we have to be intentionally working on our mindset so that we can handle our self-sabotaging thoughts, so that we can increase our awareness, so that we can self-coach in the moment and manage the impulses that we may have to either overeat or self-sabotage. It's really in those few seconds and those few moments that you really need to manage, but it takes practice. So inside of the formula, we practice intentional thought creation. So we're thinking about ourselves on purpose. And I want you to think about the sentences that you say. I hear people say, I'm not consistent. I'm not disciplined. I'm an emotional eater. I'm lazy, right? We just say these things. And it's like, oh, you can unlearn that. And you can tell that in a different way. So I was on a call last night with a client who said that she had gone out of town and it was a disaster of a week. Literally, she said a disaster of a week, and she didn't really get much done. And I just asked her a simple question. How could you tell that story in a way that is more empowering. Because when we make the outside circumstances to blame, or we look to outside circumstances that acted upon us and now we didn't show up in the way that we wanted to because of the outside circumstances, that puts us at a disadvantage. I ask her to think about how you could retell that story and put yourself in the advantage. And basically what she came up with was that she is learning how to manage when life happens and still show up for herself. And I really like that, because instead of constantly repeating, I'm struggling with emotional eating, I'm still struggling with my weight, that puts you as the victim. That puts you in a disadvantage. Instead, think about saying, I am managing my emotional eating, right? It's still acknowledging that there's something that you want to work on, but it is a more empowering energy for you to say, I'm managing it. Even in your vocabulary, it is so important. That's why as a coach, I have to listen deeply to my clients and hear what they're saying, but then also hear what they're not saying. So in order for us to practice listening deeply to our own self so that we can catch our self-sabotage. And I love it when my clients do this, because after coaching with me for a while, they'll start telling me something and then they'll start to reframe in the middle of their sentence. And I'm like, yeah, you've just got to catch that self-sabotage. So how you tell the story is very important. And are you telling it in an empowering way? Are you telling it in a way that puts you at a disadvantage? Okay. So we want to make sure that we are thinking intentionally and setting time aside to think intentionally. So this is something that I work with my clients on. They have in our private coaching app. So every client that works with me, I have a private coaching app where I can have them track their habits, mindset, and I give them very short, super simple tasks to do that help them to work on their mindset. And thinking about ourselves on purpose in a different way. So if your go-to statement is always, I'm not consistent, I want you to start thinking about ways that you're already consistent. And I'm going to give you an example. So if you have been the person who has dieted multiple times, you've been on every diet, and you lose the weight and then you gain it back and then you try a new diet. A lot of times we will tell that story from the point of, I keep messing up, I keep failing, I don't know why this isn't working, something must be wrong with me. Instead of taking that exact same scenario and saying, wow, I'm super resilient, I am so determined, I am trying multiple things, it's not lasting long-term, but guess what? I'm still trying. I'm still trying to figure this part out, right? I'm managing this. And that gives you a much better self-concept and more confidence than telling it in a way that feels like you're failing. Okay. So we have to make time to reframe how we look at ourselves and our identity, which is a major part of the Fit Figure formula. We have to make time to inspire and encourage ourselves. We have to understand like what that really means. Some clients will say like, I'm not motivated. And I'm like, well, you are the only person that can decide what motivates you. I can't tell you what motivates you. You have to think deeply about, why is this important? What is it costing you not to have it? And what are you willing to do? Like, what's your end goal? And does that excite you? Okay. I could go on and on about that topic, but we've talked about boundaries and systems, working on your mindset. So notice that I haven't told you what to eat yet. Notice that I haven't said, you know, how many reps and sets to do in your workout, because these preliminary steps are the foundation of you creating a lifestyle and not dieting anymore. Okay. So you have to set boundaries around things that are important. You have to create systems for the habits that are going to help you reach your goal. You have to work on your mindset and see yourself in a different light. See your health journey, your relationship with your health journey is going to have to evolve for you not to keep telling that same story that puts you in a disadvantage. That includes negative self-talk and not thinking that I'm lazy just because I'm taking rest, right? And really starting to elevate your self-concept, catching your self-sabotaging thoughts and creating a new self-image. Now we can get to the nutrition part. Because really the nutrition and the fitness become actually pretty simple when you can manage your mind and when you have a system. So when it comes to nutrition, where to start? I always like to start with adding food. I don't like to start with subtracting food. So I always start add talk versus subtract talk, right? So this is, how can I get more water? How can I make it easier for me to have more water? For me, I actually love water, and I will drink more water if I have it in my Yeti cup, because I like cold water, right? Some people don't like cold water. So think about, like, if you're not drinking enough water right now, do I like it cold? Do I like it room temperature? Do I drink it better out of a straw? Some of my clients have said that having a straw really helps them. Again, that's the environment piece, like setting that up. So adding in more veggies and more fiber, like thinking about how I can add more food versus take away. Because every time I ask someone, well, what are you doing with your nutrition? They tell me everything that they're not eating or trying not to eat. And that is just, again, it's a perspective shift. What are you eating? What are you excited to put on your plate that's going to help you feel better, have better energy, and help you reach your goals? Like, I'd rather focus on that than focus on all the stuff that I can have that I think that is really yummy. And then when I do have it, I feel guilty. Okay. So a lot of times when it comes to our nutrition, we fail or give up not because we're doing too little, but we're doing too much. We're trying to change too many things at one time. So I always give my clients a guideline of no more than one new recipe a week. So I want you to start with what you already know how to make and maybe try one new healthy recipe that has some lean protein or some veggies. Like, keep it super simple, but one new recipe per week. So if you adopt that and you go, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, then now you have 4 or 5 new recipes that you've tried. And so what you tried on week 2 is no longer new week 5. So it helps you to add some variety. Okay. So again, I don't want you to try all of these. I want you to pick what is going to be the most valuable for you and then practice that. Then you can come back to this podcast and maybe pick a couple more, because trying to do all of these things at one time, again, will lead to overwhelm. Okay. So no more than one new recipe per week. We can start with just cooking at home. I've had a lot of clients who like eat out almost every day, DoorDash. You know who you are. I think that simple hack is simple. So for example, when clients start with me, we do a kitchen detox. And that doesn't mean I'm throwing away all of my good food, quote unquote, good food, right? The things, our treats and stuff. It doesn't mean you're throwing all those away, but that does mean that you are setting your environment up for success. It does mean that the, you know, Oreos are in the back of the pantry instead of the front. And it also might mean that your DoorDash, we just gonna delete the app. You can always go to the website, but we're just making it a little bit more inconvenient to order from DoorDash or wherever you're ordering your stuff from. Fun fact, I don't think I've ever used DoorDash, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but a lot of people apparently use that. So we just want to make sure that we're making these small changes. And that's like a small thing that you can do. And like, just try it for a week and like see what happens. Like, if I don't have access to this quick, simple way to just order some food, what am I going to do? Okay. So you can also simply start with eating more slowly and mindfully. I cannot tell you. We multitask for one. We're on our phone, we're still working, we're on a computer, watching TV while we're eating, and we're not noticing the taste of our food, how our food feels in our mouth. We're not noticing our hunger cues. And so just eating more slowly and mindfully, and just remembering not to multitask when you're eating food, right? Like maybe just enjoy a talk with your family instead. So making sure that we're being mindful with our plate. And we should feel hungry at times, but we shouldn't be allowing ourselves to get super duper hungry because we haven't prepared food or because we haven't eaten all day. And then, of course, we don't want to overeat, but eating single ingredient foods like avocado, almonds, things that you can actually go outside and pick, are going to be so much more satisfying to your hunger cravings. A lot of my ladies who come to me and they're like, I'm addicted to sugar. I'm always so hungry when I come home in the evening. And it's probably because you're not eating enough. Like you think you're eating enough, but the things that you actually end up binging on are because previously you didn't eat enough. Again, whole nother conversation. and I keep going back to this because I think I'm giving you a lot of information, but I do want you to keep it simple. If something resonates with you, just take that one or two things and practice that. Okay. So I'm gonna keep going. So with your fitness, like if you're just getting started, what I just said about nutrition is enough. So let me recap. Add versus subtract. Add more water, add more veggies, right? Meal, actually plan out your meals. It doesn't have to be the best of the best, you know, the top tier plan. Like just plan out what you're going to have and practice sticking to that. No more than one new recipe per week. Cook at home versus getting DoorDash. Monitoring your portions, making sure you're mindful with your eating and you're eating slowly and mindfully. And the last thing I'll say about that is like adding some fruit foods in your weekly plan that you actually like enjoy. And I don't use the language cheat meal because I think that a good plan has some balance, but don't think that like if I'm planning out my meals that I'm never going to have it. I'm not going to plan in the ice cream, or I'm not going to plan in the chimichanga, because I am a chimichanga girl. Plan it in, right? So that it's part of the plan. You're not cheating. You're not going off the program, but you are strategically planning this in. When you have that chimichanga, you're going to eat slowly, mindfully. And I used to be able to eat a whole chimichanga. And now that I practice eating more slowly and mindfully, I can only eat like half of it. And I used to like stuff myself, y'all. Like when I say stuff myself, I mean, I would eat so much that my back would hurt and I'd have to go lay down in my car and like lean my seat back. Like that's how much I was overeating. And I can't do that anymore. I don't like to feel that way. But so you just want to make sure that you're eating more mindfully. And once you do that, you'll actually notice that you're full way before you actually feel stuffed. All right, then the fitness part. So are you new to fitness? If you are brand new or it's been a minute, just walk. Can you just walk? It could be outside, but it could also be at the gym. I sometimes go to the gym and I just walk on the treadmill. That's enough. A lot of times with exercise, we always think that if we sweat more, that means it's a better workout, which is not true. Or it has to be like super hardcore, has to be a boot camp. We have to be sore for days. And that's just not true. If you're starting, I just want you to notice how many steps you typically get. So I like my clients to have some sort of pedometer, whether it be an Apple Watch or Fitbit or something, so we can kind of get a baseline of how many steps are you already taking. and I will have them, let's say they're only getting 4,000 steps a day. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let's see if this next week you can get 5,000. We don't have to go from 4 to 10. Everybody wants 10K steps every day. And a lot of times I don't even get 10K steps. In my Fitbit, it's actually set at 7,500. So you don't have to go from 0 to 100. Walking is good enough. So don't not walk because you think that's never going to help you long term, because it is. So start there, right? You can also start with picking your favorite activity of choice. So some people don't really like going to the gym. And as much as I will tell you that I highly recommend, especially women, lifting and lifting a little heavier than we normally do, it's important to be able to overcome that resistance by being able to just get it done. So maybe you like to go biking. Maybe you like to hike. Maybe you like to swim. Maybe you like to dance and you can go to a dance Zumba class or a hip hop class or something. Start with activities that you actually like that have a low barrier of entry and just get moving. And like literally do that for a few weeks. It doesn't have to be the best exercise, because as perfectionists, we're always looking for what's the best diet, what's the best exercise for this. It's just like, just move more, just have more fun, right? Just go to yoga if that's your thing. Just stretch more, just dance more, like just start moving. It doesn't have to be the best of the best, because you'll get stuck trying to figure that out and not do anything, okay? Now, I will say I do highly recommend lifting weights and lifting progressively heavier. So I understand you may have to start with 5-pound weights. Sure, that's great. But we've got to be increasing the level of difficulty in terms of either your weight or rep set something. And I will say this, going into the gym, because I see this a lot. Ladies will go into the gym and they'll just like do exercises, like pick random exercises to do. And when you have an actual program, whether it's from a trainer or if you have like an app that has an actual program where you can like follow what's in the app, it is intentional. So the number of sets that you do, the number of reps that you do, the sequence of the exercises, they're all intentional and created like that on purpose versus just doing random exercises and just doing 3 sets of 10 of everything. So if you're in the gym now and you're like, I've been doing this for a long time and I'm not seeing any results, that might be one reason why, in addition to nutrition part, right? But doing random exercises is not the same thing as having a program where you've had either an app that kind of knows that has created a program, or a trainer that has created a program for you to progress from one fitness level to the next. That's very important. Okay. So once you have picked the activity of choice that you actually like to do, and you're doing that regularly, right? You incorporate some lifting, right? And you're on a program versus just in there doing random exercises, right? And I like to do a combination of cardio and weights. A lot of ladies will just rest on cardio. They'll go in there and do the elliptical for 20 minutes and be done. But if you want to look like you work out, I highly recommend lifting weights, right? You can actually be at a heavier weight. People would probably be surprised at how much I weigh. But it's because I lift, and I don't love cardio. I will say that I don't love cardio, but I do it because, y'all know I'm 40 now and I don't want to lose the ability to run. That's actually really important to me. So I still do cardio. I really like Zumba. So I try to get some cardio and get my steps in, but I prioritize muscle building and weightlifting. Okay. So you can start out with your lighter weights, progress to heavier ones, 3 to 4 times a week. And that is enough to get started. Of course, you have to protect that time, right? Going back to boundaries and systems, knowing here's my workout days and times. And I'm protecting this time so that I get to do it so that no one fills up my time because it's already taken by what I previously decided. Okay. So we talked about setting up boundaries and systems, sitting down with yourself and figuring out what's already working well. We talked about working on your mindset and elevating your self-concept, thinking about what are the areas that I keep faltering? What are the sentences that keep coming out of my mouth that are not helpful, that put me at a disadvantage? And how can I start to reframe how I think about myself in my health journey? And then we talked about nutrition, making it super duper simple to just plan and add food versus subtract food, no more than one new recipe per week. And then we talked about fitness, starting with your steps, starting with your activity of choice, and just starting and getting moving. So I hope that this was helpful. Make sure that you follow the podcast. Make sure that you check out the show notes and connect with me. You can apply to join the Fit Figure Formula. You can download my freebie, and I would love it if you would share. It's still my birthday week, y'all. So do me a favor and go ahead and share the podcast. And I hope that I see you back here for the next episode. Thanks for listening to the Fit Figure Formula podcast. If you're new here and you're struggling with your fitness journey, I invite you to take a super simple next step. Click the link in the show notes for a free training. If listening to this podcast has been helpful, imagine being inside the Formula Coaching Program. You can apply for coaching with the link in the show notes. I hope to see you inside.